Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Maker of man who from thy throne dost order all things, God alone, by whose decree the teeming earth to reptile and to beast gave birth. The mighty forms that fill the land, instinct with life at thy command, are given subdued to humankind for service in their rank assigned. From all thy servants drive away whate'er of thought impure today hath been with open action blent or mingled with the heart's intent. In heaven thine endless joys bestow, and grant thy gifts of grace below. From chains of strife our souls release, bind fast the gentle bands of peace. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ thine only Son, who with the Holy Ghost and thee doth live and reign eternally. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend, if my foes do not shout in triumph over me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen, amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et spiritui sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord, since you alone are holy? All nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. A reading from the first epistle of Saint Peter. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Even if you have no faith in my words, you should at least believe the evidence of the works I do in God's name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Suscepit Israel puerum sum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Even if you have no faith in my words, you should at least believe the evidence of the works I do in God's name. The Lord Jesus sanctified his people with his blood. Let us cry out to him.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Loving Redeemer, through your passion, teach us self-denial, strengthen us against evil and adversity, and increase our hope, and so make us ready to celebrate your resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Grant that Christians, as your prophets, may make you known in every place, and bear witness to you with living faith and hope and love.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Give your strength to all in distress, and help us to raise them up through our loving concern.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Teach the faithful to see your passion in their sufferings, and show to others your power to save.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Author of life, remember those who have passed from this world. Grant them the glory of your risen life.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who in this season gave your church the grace to imitate devoutly the Blessed Virgin Mary in contemplating the Passion of Christ, grant, we pray, through her intercession, that we may cling more firmly each day to your only begotten Son and come at last to the fullness of his grace, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Hail to thee, Queen of the heavens. Hail, Our Lady, Ruler of Angels. Long live the root and the portal, whereby earthly light is risen. Rejoice, maiden great in glory, over others bright and lovely. Farewell, O foremost in beauty, and for us give Christ thine entreaty.